Wisconsin Crime Update, a.k.a. Cheeseheads Behaving Badly. Want to thank the local Patch Publications and also the Now Publications, an extension of the Journal Sentinel. Germantown is where we start. A man was taken into custody and cited for disorderly conduct. He was purposely revving his engine in front of a home.
Well, I'll show them.
His passenger then was flipping off the homeowners and their children.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. 6:45 at night.
Wow.
Happened 5 days ago. The man was retaliating against the homeowners who had recently reported seeing his vehicle speeding up and down the street. So this is the way the guy was getting back at him. Nice. I like that.
I just get older and older the more of these stories you do.
I know. All right, the next one. Village of Pewaukee. False alarm, Gino. False alarm.
Good.
Burnt toaster pastry. Reportedly setting off a fire alarm. WCTC, 7:30 in the morning. The staff at the school reset the alarm and vented the building.
How are we about Pop-Tarts? Do we love them?
It depends. I like the Pop-Tarts.
I like the flavor. You know, it depends on the flavor. Like, I like some flavors and some flavors I don't. I'm not very much into the your fruit flavor Pop-Tarts.
Ah, interesting.
Yeah, not so much. I like your brown sugar cinnamons.
Wow.
Like that. I like it, and it has to be nuclear hot.
Okay, frosted or unfrosted?
Frosted.
Depends, once again, on the flavor.
Okay, you're like a connoisseur.
I am very much a connoisseur of the Pop-Tart. Yeah.
If it's sweet and it has frosting and filling,
well,
I'll eat it.
You just named a Pop-Tart.
And a donut. So, yeah. You know, one and the same.
And a Kringle, sort of, kind of.
And right? A toaster strudel.
Toaster strudel.
And a cake.
While Wauwatosa police responded to Outpost Foods on State Street.
That's where I go, and so does our boss.
A report of a man who attempted to purchase some groceries with a counterfeit $100 bill. Down in Oak Creek, a Ute accused of stealing from the Dollar Tree in Oak Creek was arrested for retail theft after the store lost a dollar in the heist. Let me explain. Oak Creek police responded to the Dollar Tree, Oak Creek, South Howell. Employees locked themselves in the store office after hearing two suspects enter the building after hours and begin rummaging through items. And one of the burglars was met by officers at the scene who determined that he had stolen merchandise hidden under his clothes. Now, according to police, the Ute had stolen animal crackers, Pepsi, Flaming Hot Cheetos, two Starburst, and a pack of Blow Pops. The total value of the property, once again, it's at the dollar store, the Dollar Tree, $6. They returned all of the stuff except the Pepsi, which was gone. Hence, they lost a dollar.
You know how you see something on TV and it sticks in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
So part of the plot line, without giving anything away, on Orange is the New Black this season is those Flaming Hot Cheetos. I've never had them.
Love them.
Really?
Yeah, yep. They're really good.
Really good.
Wait a minute. Does this have something to do with the orange in the Flaming Hot Cheetos?
It does not. But interesting.
Does it
carry the theme.
Does it become like the monetary gift in prison that they're all after?
It does not, right. And I'm not going to spoil it for you.
Flaming Hot Cheetos are red.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
they are.
So your fingers are red, not orange.
Your fingers are red.
And I'm sure all natural.
They are delicious. Waukesha police called the Waukesha Boucher Nissan service department over a matter of a dollar and quarters. Yeah, this lady said a dollar, four quarters was taken. Yeah, the people there said, we didn't take four quarters. So this is a he said, she said thing, I guess.
You know, we had that story on Fox 6 about the woman who stole the donation jar at a pizza place.
Oh, yeah.
She was caught.
Brought it back, yeah.
But she's not being prosecuted, I think.
She's not.
Why?
Because she brought it back?
Yeah, maybe. Because
did she bring it all back? Like, was all the money there? I think it was.
What was an excuse? Like, oh, it fell into my purse. I mean,
sometimes you don't have an excuse.
if there wasn't social media, though, she wouldn't.
Right?
Yeah.
She would have never brought that back. There's
but
no
sometimes
way.
Businesses are just, if she was genuinely sorry, she brought it back. We'll let it go this time.